Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back into Sports Talk on this training camp eve. Just getting closer and closer to Saints football. That also means closer to fantasy football, folks. And to help us talk about that, Andrew Erickson, fantasy football analyst at Fantasy Pros, joining us now. Andrew, thanks so much for the time, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm really excited. Training camp, like you said, is starting to get kicked off. We already got some teams reporting. So news is trickling in. Rankings are updated every single day. It's a great day.
Curious your feelings on a guy like Saquon Barkley going into this season. Obviously a huge year for the Philadelphia Eagles last year. And you hate to be that guy that, you know, buys high on a guy after coming off a really stellar season. Plus, he's on the dreaded cover of the Madden football, so I don't know if the curse is going to follow him there. But curious how you feel about, you know, drafting Saquon in the round one this year.
Yeah, I think that Saquon's going to probably be very popular as the number one pick off the board just based on what he did last year. But I think that there's legitimate cause for some hesitance with that just based on the fact that we've seen running backs come off workloads similar to Saquon. I mean, if you include the playoffs last year, he was right around just under 500 total touches. Like, that's a ton of work. And just 1 year ago, Christian McCaffrey was also coming off a very big, massive workload, and he ended up missing the majority of the following season. So I'm not saying that he's going to miss that many games or potentially be a total bust, but I think that chasing last year and expecting the exact same thing to happen, I think that's maybe being a little bit aggressive. So I know me personally, I do feel a little bit better about some of the other top running backs between Bijan Robinson or Jahmyr Gibbs. Again, those guys are younger, 23 years old, in their Uber primes. So I think that's the direction I would probably go if I'm not going with a wide receiver like a Jamar Chase.
You know, Andrew, I was looking at Fantasy Pros kind of tier ranking, and it feels like the top three wide receivers are basically the same as they were last year, maybe in a different order with Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, just kind of how you view which guy you want to take. If you're at the 101, 102, 103, all those top three receivers are going to be studs once again this upcoming season.
Yeah, for sure. That's definitely the consensus top three. I feel pretty confident that Chase, just based on his connection with Joe Burrow, based on how bad that Bengals defense projects to be yet again, I mean, they're going to be throwing the ball a ton. And again, we haven't seen a lot of wide receiver ones repeat. You know, it's basically, I think, since Antonio Brown that we haven't seen a guy been able to do it. But if you're going to bet on anybody doing it, it's probably Chase and Burrow, that connection, betting on happening again. Between Lamb and Jefferson, I do lean slightly towards Lamb just because it is a bit more of a proven commodity between him and Dak Prescott. I mean, right. Last time we saw Dak healthy, Lamb was the wide receiver one overall in 2023. Now, J.J. McCarthy, I think that we're all projecting him to be an upgrade over Sam Darnold, but it's still a brand-new quarterback. You know, we don't know what the chemistry will likely be between Jefferson and J.J. McCarthy. So maybe just a little bit hesitance with that, but which is why, again, I go with Lamb, but you're really splitting hairs between the top three guys.
Yeah, I'm right with you there with Jefferson. The concern at quarterback there is a little bit. I'm sure he's still going to produce, but not having that, you know, elite trigger man there. And while we're on quarterbacks, I got to imagine going into this year, Not in any order, but probably your top three guys have got to be Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Joe Burrow, huh?
Yeah, I think that the top two are pretty lockstep with the consensus. What I would say in terms of fantasy-wise, I think Burrow does take a step back between two of the other mobile quarterbacks in the NFC, between Jaden Daniels and Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
Like, I would put Joe Burrow behind those two guys just because Burrow, again, as he can throw for as many touchdowns as he wants, but if he's not adding that extra rushing element like Daniels and Hurts, I mean, the tush push is here to stay. So Hurts is going to lock down 15 rushing touchdowns. That just gets him such a high floor week in and week out that Burrow has to throw four passing touchdowns to kind of match that. So I would rank those other mobile quarterbacks, but in terms of the pure pocket passers, Joe Burrow is really in a tier of his own.
You know, Andrew, I'm not going to ask for sleepers necessarily, but just generally speaking, once you're getting to like round five or six of your draft and you're looking for, you know, a potential stud running back, wide receiver that could outperform their projections, who are some of those guys that you're kind of looking at ahead of the season?
Yeah, so I think that you'll find that there's a lot of rookie running backs kind of going in that range where you don't really feel like super confident because, hey, it's a rookie. You're not really sure what his role may or may not be. I know for me, maybe it goes a little bit later than round five, but I'm really excited about the Steelers rookie running back, Caleb Johnson. You know, when I scouted him kind of before the NFL draft, he reminded me a lot of Derrick Henry. And when you land in a spot with Arthur Smith as the OC in Pittsburgh, and an offense that just got rid of Najee Harris, there's a lot of opportunity for him in that offense. I think that he can really have a big impact, even as a third-round pick. This rookie running back class is really, really talented from top to bottom. So you're going to see some of these rookies definitely outproduce their ADP. From a veteran standpoint, the guy that points out to me or stands out in the desert, Arizona Cardinals, James Conner. He was an absolute monster last year. He checked off a lot of the high-end efficiency marks, especially for a running back that is a little bit older. Usually you don't see that, but the Arizona Cardinals, and as you guys know, I mean, Cardinals are coming to New Orleans week one, and that's a matchup I want to attack. So I think James Conner is going to have a fantastic start, and he's going to be a bell cow as long as he's healthy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Talking to Andrew Erickson of Fantasy Pros here on WWL Sports Talk. We're talking about those sleepers or breakout candidates for this year right there that maybe in the later rounds. Curious, well, what are some of your rookies that you like going into this year? Is it like a Cam Ward or even a Travis Hunter?
Yeah, I think that some of the top rookies, especially the guys that went in round one, are definitely the names to know. Travis Hunter, I think, is a big upside swing play. Now, there's obviously concerns about, well, how much offense is he playing? Yeah. So that's something to kind of, that's why you subscribe to places like Fantasy Pros. We'll keep you up to date on, hey, what are you doing in training camp so you guys are making the right decisions? Tetro McMillan for the Carolina Panthers, drafted 8th overall. I think that he projects like a true alpha in that Panthers passing game. And then another receiver, somebody that has kind of, I think, kind of flying under the radar a little bit, even though he was the first pick in the second round, is Jaden Higgins for the Houston Texans. I mean, he should step into an immediate role in that Texans offense opposite of C.J. Stroud or opposite of Nico Collins. And I think that's a really good opportunity for him. You know, you look at the last couple of years, we've seen some second-rounders really pop off. Last year, it was Ladd McConkey. The year before that, it was Rashi Rice. And this year, I think it could be Jaden Higgins.
Curious your projections for guys like an Ashton Jeanty with the Raiders and also Omarion Hampton with the Chargers as well.
Yeah, those guys are really, really exciting. Ashton Jeanty, it's a bit of a sticker shock because you're going to have to probably draft him at the back end of round one or the top of round two. But,
gotcha.
I mean, this guy's prospect profile is nearly flawless from top to bottom. He can do it all. He's a do-it-all running back. He's going to the Raiders. And the bet on Jeanty is, I mean, this guy could lead the NFL in touches his first season. Raheem Mostert is the running back that's backing him up. He's a 33-year-old. I mean, he's made of glass, guys. So I think that Jeanty, he just has such a high workload projection that it's going to be hard for him to not pay off his ADP unless he gets hurt. And as for Hampton, look, this Najee Harris thing with him missing time with this eye injury from the fireworks incident, I think that matters because that means Omarion Hampton's getting opportunities with the first team. He's getting more first team reps. And he's a really talented player, a three down skill set, very good in the passing game. So I like both guys to be at least, at worst, you know, top 24 running backs. And, yeah, you want to be in on these rookie running backs as much as you can.
Staying in the running back position, I wanted to ask you about a second-year guy, someone that really kind of took the league by storm in the second half of his campaign, and that's Bucky Irving for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I know that on Fantasy Pros, he's ranked as the number 9 running back on the big board, so it's not really a shocker or anything here, but Bucky Irving, that incredible rookie campaign that he had in Tampa, expect him to kind of build upon it for his second year, right?
Yeah, I mean, most rookies that hit as running backs their first year, when they enter that second season, they usually do better. It's something that you want to buy. You usually want to buy second-year running backs. So seeing Bucky Irving is no surprise, just how effective he was last year. I believe he led the NFL in yards after contact per attempt. Now, I will say there are some circumstantial factors that don't necessarily have been working in Bucky Irving's favor, especially some news of late where we found out that Tristan Wirfs, the stud tackle for the Buccaneers, he's going to miss some time. Like, I think that matters to an extent. There is no Liam Cohen anymore, so we have a new OC coming in. Now, he should be familiar with the personnel, so I don't expect him to change up things that dramatically. But anybody expecting Bucky Irving to, okay, this guy's going to get loaded up with 300 touches, is probably going to be disappointed because I think Rashad White will still have a role in this offense, but you're just betting on the talent with Bucky Irving because he showed last year that, I mean, this guy can make anybody miss when they get him in space, and he's just great after contact. So, but there are some things that you should pay attention to with Bucky Irving.
Andrew, for you, what's been like the overall impression of folks, you know, about thinking about the Saints offense? Obviously, the uncertainty at quarterback is a huge distraction from folks to think about drafting anybody there, but also kind of hurts the value of wide receivers. But, you know, the Alvin Kamara we know is a proven stud and probably safe to draft, but got to think that at least the addition of an offensive mind like Kellen Moore does kind of help the Saints in fantasy land.
Yeah, it is a really interesting team to try to parse through because you see an opportunity where, okay, we could find some fantasy opportunities here because everything is baked in. You know, nobody is drafting these Saints player uber aggressively because, hey, they're starting Spencer Rattler or Tyler Shuck. Like, we're not expecting this offense to be scoring necessarily a ton of points. But it's all baked into the cost. And it's a matter of, okay, where can we find potential values of some of these Saints players? I agree with you. Alvin Kamara just seems like a locked-in, loaded RB2 in full PPR where I think that the best rushing days are behind him. But he's just such a lock for catching so many passes out of the backfield. And that's just so great in PPR leagues. I think that with Olave, that's where people have a little bit more hesitation. Just after last year, he has the because there's up to 5 concussions now. So that's something that's always in the back of fantasy managers' minds. And how does he gel with the new quarterbacks, especially when he doesn't offer a lot after the catch? So that's a concern for me personally. And with Kellen Moore coming in, I know that Moore's claim to fame with a lot of his offenses has been the tempo, right? He's run a lot of plays, and if the Saints are in negative game scripts, you're expecting, okay, we should get a lot of volume. But does that tempo stay fast when you have inexperienced quarterbacks? Like, that's kind of the question I want to see answered as I watch the Saints this season. With Tyler Shuck, are they still running fast, or does he have to slow it down because it is a rookie quarterback? But then again, they drafted Tyler Shuck because he's played so much football, right? So is he going to be like a regular rookie quarterback? That remains to be seen. But I think there are some values I personally like Rashid Shaheed just because, I mean, he goes so much even. He goes even later than Olave, and he just had those big spike weeks last year that I really liked, really enjoyed.
Andrew, awesome insights. Thanks so much for the time. What can folks find at Fantasy Pros that separates you guys from the rest?
Oh, what does separate us from the rest? It's all about the tools, really. We have the mock draft simulator. We have the cheat sheet creator. Basically, everything that you need to dominate your league. And I know right now we actually have a 3-day free trial going on, which is something that we don't offer quite often. So you can sign up. You get 3 days of free premium access to the Fantasy Pros. Gives you access to all the tools, all the rankings, the cheat sheet. And you'll realize, hey, I have to have this for my draft.
Everyone likes free. Check out Fantasy Pros, folks. Thanks so much for the time, Andrew.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Andrew Erickson, fantasy football analyst at Fantasy Pros.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.